We are learning with Tshuva Devichavadat during Chelek Ves Siman Kavav. This is a tshuva that we already know the answer to, because we do it all the time. It's everyday occurrences. But the lumdut behind it is fascinating. Do you say Berkat HaGomel after a flight? After you fly in the plane, do you say Berkat HaGomel? The answer is, yes, we do. We do it all the time. So, but understanding where it comes from is somewhat fascinating. The Gemara in Brachot Nundal and Mudbet writes, Arba'a Tzlichim Leodot, four people have to say Berkat HaGomel. Yordei Hayam, if you go in a boat, Holchei Midbarot, you walk through the desert, Mishaya Cholev Nidrapeh, a person was sick and got better, Mishaya Chabush Bebet Asurim, Ve'yatsa, someone who was in jail. So what is Holchei Midbarot? Holchei Midbarot, somebody who walks through the desert, presumably it is dangerous. Now the Rambam adds, when he writes it, he says, Holchei Drachim She'agiu L'Yeshuv, Tzlichim Leodot B'Berkat HaGomel. The Rambam doesn't say it's about the desert, it's not about the desert, that's clear. It's not about, oh, you went to the desert. It's not about the midbar per se. It's about the trip. When you went on a trip, and it could be a long way, it could be a dangerous way, Olchei Drachim, when you get there, you say, Birkat HaGomel, and if so, it doesn't matter. Who cares how you got there? You took a horse, you took a walk, and you ran. What's the difference? You flew, you took a train. What's the difference how you get there? Clearly, it's not the Olchei, it's not walking. So, of course, you would say Birkat HaGomel. It should be open and shut. The challenge is as follows, and this is very, very, very clever. Rabbi Yosef Rosen in the Rogachover, so he always comes up with clever things. The minhag used to be, he lived before the Holocaust, they used to send him postcards, and he would respond back on the same postcard and write in like the margins. Like he wouldn't have any paper, he would write back on the letter that you sent him. So people would write it, the question very small, so he would write back only on that page. That was his thing. Anyway, he said like this. He was already asked before World War II, do you have to say Birkat HaGomel on the flight? He said no. And you know why? It's amazing. You have to have a lot of bekiut in Gemara to figure this out. Gemara in Chulin, Kupla Metet, Perach Shiloh HaKan. So there's a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan. Shiloh HaKan, you see a nest, you want to take the birds, you want to take the... I know it's Shiloh HaKan. I gave a whole shiur why I keep saying Kan. I know. It's wrong. I know. It's right, yeah, I say it wrong, but it's so I say Shiloh HaKan. But it's wrong, Shiloh HaKan. So you want to take the eggs, you gotta send away the mother bird. Right? Straightforward, not really, but fine. The Pasuk says, Ki kare kan sipor lefanecha baderech. It's on the derech. So the Gemara says, why do you mean derech? Ki kare kan sipor lefanecha. Why does it say baderech? It's the imk. Why? The Gemara says, Masaken Bayam. Let's say you find it in the ocean. So Chayav v'shiloh HaKan? Also, Chayav v'shiloh HaKan if you find it in the ocean also. Shneemar, why? Why Chayav? If it says, if the Pasuk says, Ki kare kan sipor lefanecha baderech, why are you Chayav if it's in the Yam? Do you know why? Because it's a Pasuk. Hanoten b'yam derech. Because it says a derech can apply to a yam. Hanoten b'yam derech. So you see the word derech can apply to the yam. So even if you find a kan sipor when it's b'smichut, then it is kan. When you find a kan sipor in the yam, you have chayav b'shiloh hakan. The Gemara says, im ken, what about Moshe ken b'shamayim? Forget how you're going to do this. It's floating in the sky somewhere. You find a kan sipor floating in the sky. Doesn't matter how. Why? Shene'emar. Derech Nesher Bashamayim. You see the word Derech also applies to Shamayim. So all the Gemara answers, Derech Nesher Ikri, Derech Stamalu Ikri. It's not called a Derech, it's called Derech Nesher. Now, you would have thought that this Gemara is not relevant to anything. You can't find a Kan Sipor in the Shamayim. Because that doesn't exist. So the Ragatover pointed out, he says, yeah, but what do you see from this? You see from this that the Yam is called a Derech. But the Shamayim is not called a Derech. And he says, the Rambam said, you make a Birkat HaGomel when? Holchei Dirachim. Holchei Dirachim. You walk on the land, you make a Birkat HaGomel. You walk in the Yam, the Gemara says, Yam is Derech, you make a Birkat HaGomel. You go in the Shamayim, no Birkat HaGomel. Because the Yam is not called a Derech, so it's not Holchei Dirachim.
But not going on Shamayim back
then. No, he's talking, no, so, I mean, what does it mean then? You're right. But it's not Derech, it's not called a Derech. The Gemara says explicitly Shamayim is not called Derech. So, it's clever. It's wrong, but it's clever. It's wrong. We don't follow it.
If Shamayim wasn't an option for them, why would they even consider commenting on it?
Correct. So that's problem one, but yeah.
But that's
Correct, but the Gemara. So
when there is no derech, it's like
being barred. No, that's the Gemara asked. But the Gemara says. No, but the Gemara says that Shamayim for it's because it says derech nesher b'shamayim. It says no derech nesher ikri derech stam al ikri. Okay, so we don't follow. But other people quote this. He's like, no, give me a break. That's not true. That's not what it means. Really, that's not what it means. It means like Chacham Ben Tzion said, derech means a root. Leave me alone. That's, I didn't mean, oh, if you go on the derech, only that which the halacha recognizes as a derech, you're chayav in Birkat HaGomel. Vilma tartama. It means you went somewhere. We assume you go somewhere. It could be potentially dangerous. It's a long trip. You say Birkat HaGomel. That's it. We follow that. And that's it. So he says, you know how I know? I have two proofs. Two proofs that you say Birkat HaGomel when you go in the Shamayim. This one's a little bit wild. The Chida writes, you know, there's the Gemara that says, Arba'a nichnesu la pardes, Gemara and Chagiga. Right? Arba'a nichnesu la pardes, they went into some type of otherworldly Shamayim. He writes, when they came down, they had to make a Birkat HaGomel. Okay? So you see, even traveling to the Shamayim is Birkat HaGomel. More importantly, I'll be pshat. Correct. Those who came back, they needed to make a Birkat HaGomel because... Clearly, it was dangerous. Clearly, it was very dangerous. But more to pshat is there's a meiri. Meaning, these are all. Where are these based on? How do you know that it's olchei midbarot and when your day ayam? Because based on the pasuk in Tehilim, the Tehilim that we say before Arvit on Pesach, right? Olchei ayam ba'oniyot your day osem lachav b'mayim rabim hemero maseh Hashem. It's all in those pasukim. It's based on that pasuk. Why? Because there's yodul Hashem chasdo. You have to give thanks. You have to be grateful. All those people, your de'ayam ba'oniyot, osem lecha b'mayim rabim, it's all that pasuk. So the Meiri says, and what if you're going, and you know, the pasukim also say, re'evim gam tzme'im menasham behem titataf. And if you had food the whole way, you don't say Birkat HaGomel. Because the pasuk says, re'evim gam tzme'im. Or they didn't have food, kol ochel titayev nasham behegiu ashtarei mavis. No, it doesn't mean that. It means Bechlal, he traveled, he make a Birkat HaGomel. He assumes that that's the din. We make a Birkat HaGomel. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't get into any of this. He's like, travel is travel, Birkat HaGomel, leave me alone. Rav Avadia just points out that the following. You know, there's a machloket. You also have to say, when do you say Tfilat HaDerech? Tfilat HaDerech is clear. You don't say it unless you've traveled Shi'ur Parsa. The amount of time, the distance of a parsa, which the Gemara usually assumes is 72 minutes. So if you go with Shi'ur Parsa, you have to say Tfilat HaDerech with Shem U'Malchut. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shem Yat Tfilah. If you go less than that distance, you say it without it. Fine. So the Tshuvat Zichron Yehuda was asked, what if you're traveling by train? You could travel, let's assume a parsa is whatever it is, it's 10 miles. Whatever it is. Right? So you could travel you could travel 60 minutes, less than 72 minutes, but you could travel a lot farther. Meaning, the question is Shi'ur Parsa a distance or a time? Is it how far you have to go or how much time you spend traveling? Because on the train, on the plane, you go a lot farther in a lot less time.
Well, how did you get stuck in traffic? You haven't got anywhere.
So then maybe you don't say either one? You're stuck in traffic, you didn't go?
72 minutes.
So you could be stuck in traffic. So the question is, what if you get stuck in traffic for 72 minutes? It's something that shouldn't have taken you that long. That's a good question. Not for now. But he... Because he probably didn't leave the city. But what if you left the city? What if you left the city and you went and you were stuck in traffic?
It's distance, not time.
No, so we assume it's time, not distance. It's both. Meaning,
no, but if you're stuck in traffic, he says you don't have to...
So, meaning, but he says here, meaning if you travel in the train for a half hour, from city to city, you could travel far, much farther than the Parsa. He says no. It goes by the time. You have to be traveling for 72 minutes. You travel for 72 minutes, leave out traffic for a minute. You travel for 72 minutes, it's Tfilat HaDerech with a bracha. Less than 72 minutes, you can say Tfilat HaDerech without a bracha. He says Birkat HaGomel is like Tfilat HaDerech with a bracha. You only say Tfilat HaDerech with a bracha, or Birkat HaGomel, when you travel more than 72 minutes. If you took a flight that was less than 72 minutes, okay, that's a little bit strange, but fine. If you took a flight that's less than 72 minutes, you would not make a Birkat HaGomel. So too with traveling, but it's so too with driving in a car or a train, whatever it is. If you're, there are other rules of Birkat HaGomel when it's said. It's not every time you get into the car for 72 minutes. You can be in Manhattan for 72 minutes and go two blocks. It doesn't require Birkat HaGomel, unless, like, you know, you made it out alive. But you don't say Birkat HaGomel for traveling. You have to travel outside the city. There are other rules. It has to be outside the city. But it also has to be a question of time. It's not a question of distance. The fact that you flew from one side of Florida to the other, right? I don't know how long that takes. Half hour? Let's make it up. 20 minutes? But you went more than the Parsa. You went much farther than the Parsa. But you flew. So it took you less than 72 minutes. That would not require a Birkat HaGomel. So next time you fly to Fort Myers, no Birkat HaGomel. But if you fly farther than that, if you fly presumably to Tallahassee, that would be a Birkat HaGomel. And we assume we do make a Birkat HaGomel on flight.